Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. I'm back from vacation, ready to go. And what a show we have for you. Former All-Star outfielder Darryl Strawberry joins us here on the podcast. Also from Fox Sports and The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal drops by. He'll give us some knowledge on Major League Baseball. Plus, foul or fair, let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Concerning news coming out of Chicago with White Sox manager Tony La Russa, who after medical evaluations on Wednesday morning is now going to be out indefinitely pending other results from evaluations. Bench coach Miguel Cairo will continue to serve as the White Sox acting manager in his absence. You know, Tony La Russa is 77 years old. And, you know, the players, the White Sox are trying to make the playoffs. They're going to be without their skipper. And maybe they'll still be able to rally around Tony La Russa. But, of course, right now their hearts are going out to Tony La Russa and him getting well at this point. But Tony La Russa will be out indefinitely. And with the season quickly closing, who knows if he'll be able to make it back before the season is over. But prayers and well wishes go out to La Russa, the White Sox, and Chicago.
Number two.
Should he stay or should he go? That's what the talk is when you talk about Albert Pujols, the future Hall of Famer who hit home run number 694 on Tuesday night. And now the talk is whether he should stick around to try to get to 700. If he doesn't get it, the six he needs to get to 700 this year, should he come back next year? We get it. Albert Pujols looked like he was dead not long ago, and now he's turned his season around, his career. He has 8 home runs in his past 17 games, and people now are saying, why would he retire? Why should he, not come back? Pujols, just the fourth player to reach 15 home runs in a season at age 42. Pujols has been highly productive. Coming into Wednesday's action, he's batting 280 as one of the Cardinals' leading mashers against left-handers. So an incredible number. And when you look at the all-time list, Barry Bonds, 762, Hank Aaron, 755, Babe Ruth, 714, Alex Rodriguez, 696, and Albert Pujols, 694. Can he get to 700? That's a good question.
Number three.
Aaron Judge hit his 51st home run against the Angels in Anaheim on Tuesday night and now is within reach of Roger Maris's 61 in 1961. Obviously, there were other guys who hit more, but people want to see if Aaron Judge can get to 61. He has 51. Here's the news. There are 32 games left coming into Wednesday, but 16 of those 32 games for Aaron Judge will be at Yankee Stadium, a home run friendly ballpark. You gotta believe that Aaron Judge will break Roger Maris's record of 61. No longer a record, but his mark of 61. And I'm predicting that he finishes with 64 home runs on the season. What an incredible season by the Yankee slugger. He bet on himself and has put together a monster season.
Number four.
And finally, a little extra. The New York Mets had a old-timers weekend. It was incredible to see so many former Mets at Citi Field over the weekend. And they surprised everybody by retiring Willie Mays's number 24, of course, the Hall of Famer, played in New York for the New York Giants and then, of course, moved to San Francisco when the team did. And he played 2 years in New York again with the Mets in 72 and 73. And this is no disrespect to Willie Mays, but it was weird. I thought the Mets should not have retired Willie Mays' number before Daryl Strawberry, who's their all-time leading home run hitter and was instrumental in that 1986 World Series for the Mets, their second championship in franchise history. Maybe Willie Mays at some point, but I thought Daryl Strawberry should have been had his number retired by the Mets before Willie Mays, who played really at the end of his career in New York with the Mets, whereas Strawberry was instrumental in the turnaround of that franchise.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast a three-time World Series champ. At one point made eight straight All-Star games. He played for the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the San Francisco Giants. He is slugger Daryl Strawberry. Straw, you were in New York last weekend. They had Old Timers Day at Citi Field. Man, what a cast of former players, you and Doc and Cleon. Who else was there? There were all kinds of players from all eras. What was that like? And did you have a lot of fun taking part in that?
I would just have to say it was a phenomenal time to be back in Queens, and you know, just a lot of players that represented the Mets and that played over the years. You know, some great players. You know, Reyes and, you know, Ray Knight and Kevin Mitchell, and you just go down the line, you know, from different years of players, Piazza, myself, Gooden, you know, the 86 Max Hernandez I talk about, and Darling, and, you know, Roger. I got a chance to see a lot of guys that I played with and got to see a lot of guys that I didn't play with, but got a chance to watch them play going through the Mets organization. So I think the new owner, Steve, is doing a phenomenal job. Him and his wife, Alex, they're doing a phenomenal job of interacting the former players with the fans and bringing back the history, I think, is more important. You know, when you talk about baseball has history, and the Mets had not done that for many years, bringing back the history of players that wore a Mets uniform.
It was amazing. I want to follow up with this, and this is not, I'm not asking you, this is my opinion, because I wrote a column about it, but it was nice. They surprised everybody, Chris, when they retired Willie Mays' number out of the blue. Willie Mays played 2 years with the Mets in 72 and 73. He was a New York Giant and, of course, a San Francisco Giant and a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest three or four players Straw's ever played. But I wrote a column for Deadspin saying that, you know, you should, your number should be retired. Are you still hopeful that that will happen in, you know, in the near future?
Well, hopefully one day, you know, it will come to pass. You know, I got a lot of history in Queens and, you know, remember coming to the organization when it was a last place organization and winning Rookie of the Year and then going from there, going forward and really having some great years. You know, my best years of playing baseball was there in Queens. So, you know, hopefully, but when you look at the history of, you know, great players like Willie Mays, you have nothing but respect. I have respect for the legends of the game that played in the time that they played. They didn't make a lot of money, but they were phenomenal players. You think about Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, all these guys that really opened the door for a player of color to be able to play, you know, Roberto Clemente. You think about guys like that, that, you know, really made a statement that, you know, players of color could play at this level too and be great and be successful. And Willie Mays was a great player, you know, and you never take anything away from a guy like him. If you're going to retire his number, you need to retire around the whole league. Nobody should be wearing 24 again because of who Willie Mays is.
Aaron Judge, let's go there. Hit home run number 51 on Tuesday night. And, you know, he's in range to now get past Roger Maris. He's now projected to have 63 home runs. Talk about Aaron Judge betting on himself, playing it with the Yankees in the Bronx and under the pressure of New York and performing and having the season that he's had.
I like the idea of him betting on himself. You know, who better know yourself than anybody else? You know yourself better than anybody else do, you know, regardless of what kind of seasons you had before and you've had some cup and nagging injuries and stuff like that. But he's betting on himself to stay healthy, to be able to show you what kind of player I really am. And that's guts. You know, you got to be able to have some guts to be able to do that. Because most guys would roll over and take the deal and probably go for the contract and everything, but he didn't. So I like the way he gambled on himself. And then he gets the chance to put it in your face and say, look, I could play here. I could play anywhere, but I'd rather play here because I like it here. And just to show you what type of player I am, I'm not only going to put up big numbers hitting home runs and playing well, but I'm going to play center field for you too, just to show you that I'm an all-around player. So I have a lot of respect for a young player like that who, you know, has bet on himself and believed in himself, because the game is truly all about believing in yourself and what you're going to do during the course of 6 months, 162 ball games. You're not going to be great every day, but if I know if I play consistently throughout this season, I could put up some big numbers. So I have to applaud him for that.
Straw, one last thing. We got about a minute left. How come, were steroids in the juice around when you were in the minor leagues? And was that ever presented to you? How come you didn't get caught up in that? I know it kind of, you know, guys got into that later, but did you see it? Did you know guys using it? And how come you never got caught up? When you came up, you were skinny as a rail, so I don't think you were doing anything.
Hey, when you can drop 25 bombs in the big leagues at a young age, that's just natural. So why even confuse yourself about where I want to hit more? If you're going to hit more, you're going to hit more. Later on in my career, I did hit more. You know, I hit 39, 39, 37. So I did have some years of hitting, you know, leading the league and with 39 home runs was a lot back in those days. So, you know, I never thought about that. I always said to myself, I'm not a home run hitter. I just hit the ball hard and the ball just happened to go out of the ballpark. That was my whole thought process. I'm going to get two good pitches every at bat. One of them I got to hit. If I hit it hard, it's going to do what it needs to do.
Hey, what's that? That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or fair to say that St. Louis Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt will become MLB's first Triple Crown winner since Miguel Cabrera did it for the Tigers in 2012.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Now, history isn't exactly on Paul Goldschmidt's side, because the last time the National League had a Triple Crown winner was in 1937, when the average cost of a new home was $4,100. Ironically, the last guy to do it was another St. Louis Cardinal player, star Joe Ducky Medwick. By the looks of it, Paul Goldschmidt has a nice 7-point lead in batting average on last year's National League MVP, Freddie Freeman, who will be hitting in more high-pressure situations as the Braves try to catch the Mets in the National League East over these last 32 games. That could be the Goldies' disadvantage or advantage. The Cards have a comfortable 6-game lead over the Brewers, and unless they collapse, they should lock up the NL Central again. So Goldie's going to be pretty loose when he hits. He's tied with Mets' Pete Alonso in the RBI department as of Wednesday, August 31st. So that's a toss-up. But we could easily see Goldschmidt take sole ownership of the RBI race. His biggest challenge will be homers. He's currently trailing Kyle Schwarber by 3 homers in that department. A 3-homer lead is a lot, especially from a guy like Schwarber who hits them in bunches. Goldschmidt would have to exceed his career high of 36 homers just to tie with Schwarber's currently standing. He's definitely a more well-rounded hitter, is Goldschmidt, so that category probably poses the biggest problem for him because he'll get a lot of singles and doubles as well. But the National League MVP seems to be in the bag for Goldie, regardless of whether or not he's able to do something that hasn't been done in the National League in 85 years. And win that coveted Triple Crown.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Last week, I talked about the Dodgers' improvement on greatness and why it seemed like they're still flying under the radar while on pace for history. As a player, Paul Goldschmidt epitomizes that same concept, having an historical season when the rest of your career has arguably been Hall of Fame worthy. The 7-time All-Star and 4-time Gold Glover has been one of the most consistent players in this league since his debut in 2011. He's got a .296 career average and per a full season's worth of games puts up 32 homers and 105 RBI. Never numbers to wow, but always numbers you need. Among all active players with at least 5,000 plate appearances, his .921 career OPS is third, only behind Mike Trout and Joey Votto. But in 2022, Goldie has taken it to the next level. Entering this week's games, he is top two in the NL in all three Triple Crown categories, average, home runs, and RBI, and in shouting distance of all three. He'd be the first National League player with a Triple Crown since Joe Medwick in 1937. But he's also winning the slash Triple Crown, leading the league in average, OBP, and slugging. Looking back to the last time a player won both the normal Triple Crown and the slash Triple Crown, you got to go all the way back to 1967 and the Red Sox Carl Yastrzemski. In the live ball era, since 1920, only six players have accomplished that feat, and you know their names. Yaz, Frank Robinson, Ted Williams, Lou Gehrig, Chuck Klein, Rogers Hornsby. Paul Goldschmidt has a real chance to join that Hall of Fame list this season.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Ken Rosenthal, of course, of Fox Sports and of The Athletic. He's covered baseball since Moby Dick was a guppy. Oh, my friend, man. And buddy, Ken Rosenthal, welcome to the podcast. What's up, Ken?
Now, Rob, I'm old, but I'm not that old, man.
I know. Both of us are, man. Crazy. What year did you start with the BBWA? What was your first year with the card?
My first official year was 1987, not 1887.
Hey, you know what? Mine is 1990, so, you know, just a couple of years behind you. We've been doing this a long time. I respect your baseball knowledge, so it's great to have you on the program.
Thanks.
Let's start here. Justin Verlander went to the injured list 15-day right now. How serious should the Astros be worried, or is this something that he can overcome?
You never know, Rob, when players go on the injured list and teams tell what they want about the injury, and it's not always the full truth. But it sounds like this is not that serious, that they caught it early enough that he'll be back by the end of the season and ready to go for the playoffs. And if that's the case, it might even be a best-case scenario. Give him a little bit of a break before the postseason begins.
Jacob DeGrom, he was out most of the year. He's come back dominant. This dude is unbelievable. If he could ever stay healthy, he would be going to the Hall of Fame. How surprised are you how well he's pitched for the Mets since coming off of his own injury?
Rob, I'm never surprised when he pitches well, because when he's healthy, he pitches well. Not just well, he's amazing. He's dominant. Just all the things you just said. And you're right. If he can get a period of sustained health in his career, which is somewhat dubious, yeah, he's a Hall of Fame candidate. But if he's making 10, 15 starts a year, the answer to that would be no.
Another great story, Ken, this year, the Baltimore Orioles. Let's just face it. I had them for dead, that franchise, and my goodness, here we are going into Wednesday's action, 67-61, with a chance to make the playoffs.
It's an amazing story, and Rob, I'm with you. I don't know that anyone covering the sport or even involved in the sport had them doing what they're doing. I wouldn't think even the people who work for the Orioles suspected this was going to happen, the front office, I mean. But they are a rebuilding club with a lot of young talent. They are a little bit of ahead of schedule, it seems, and the future is bright. Now, at some point, they're going to have to spend money again. They haven't done that since really the late 90s. Actually, somewhat in the early 2000s, too, when they were good. But to compete in the AL East, you can't just do it with bunch of 23-year-olds. You have to get some veteran players around them, some star players around them. And that's the next step. And with their ownership situation kind of uncertain right now, I'm not sure they're capable of doing that this offseason. They're saying that they are. We'll see to what extent.
What's the biggest turnaround for them? I know they brought up some stud young kids, but what's been the difference here?
Couple things. One is Adley Rushman. Really, the turnaround goes back to when he joined the team, and it almost dates parallel to that time. Now, their pitching has been much better. Even before he joined the team, it was showing signs of that. And I'll point to one other guy as well, the shortstop Jorge Mateo. He is not someone who is a great hitter by any stretch of the imagination, but he's solidified them defensively. He and Ruge Odor, who is, again, not a great hitter, but a guy who's great in the clubhouse and great on the team. These guys have been glue for them, and that's helped.
When you talk about the catcher Rushman, who they brought up in the turnaround, is he the best catcher in baseball, or is he headed that way? I mean, he's been incredible for them.
I would say, based on what we've seen, and it's a small sample still, he might be headed that way. And listen, JT Realmuto is still the standard in the sport. And he was looking like he was slipping earlier in the year, but he bounced back very nicely. He's an athletic guy, Realmuto. But Rushman has those same kinds of qualities. And there's a little bit of leadership to him as well, as there is with Realmuto. So I expect him to be that guy in the middle of everything for the Orioles.
Our guest is Ken Rosenthal, of course, from Fox Sports and, of course, The Athletic. You know, check him out there. Watch him, of course, on the big games every week on Fox. Let's talk about the Dodgers. And they're just winning like crazy. Yet, they've had injuries. Gosselin's gone to the IL. We know that Kershaw has had his stints and he's been injured. And yet they just seem to keep rolling. It doesn't matter who's pitching for them. Gosselin, though, is that a big blow?
It is, depending upon how serious it is. And again, it's like Verlander. If it's just a way of getting him a break, it's probably, in his case especially, a good idea. Although with Verlander coming off Tommy John, it also makes some sense. But they've had guys step up for them. And Gosselin was one of them, really, all year. Tyler Anderson, another one. Andrew Heaney now is in their rotation. They have an incredible amount of depth. They seem able to withstand virtually anything. I say virtually anything because you lose Buehler and who they've lost. And if Kershaw's not healthy for the playoffs, it becomes a problem. Urias has become a star. And all of these things add up for them. And of course, they've got three of the best offensive players in the game with Turner, Betts, and Freeman. So there's a lot to like there. And right now they loom as the favorites in the National League, maybe in the entire game.
Last two questions I want to ask you about the Padres. We already know the shocker with Fernando Tatis, losing him when they had just made probably the trade of the biggest trade in baseball history. And were putting together a lineup that was going to be formidable and whatnot. And obviously that blew up in their face with the 80-game suspension. But should we count the Padres totally out? I like their pitching. They have starting pitching. And, you know, you go into a playoff series, Ken, and you have two or three guys who can go out there and pitch. You have a shot.
No, they're not totally out of the picture. No question about that. And, frankly, I think they're in. To me, the Brewers have an uphill fight to claim a playoff spot. So I would say the Braves, the Phillies, and the Padres will be the wild card teams if I had to guess right now. I know things can happen. And the Padres are a little problematic. Some of that starting pitching has not been quite as good. Hader, of course, has had all kinds of troubles. And really, even offensively, they haven't been what we thought they would be after the deal. Of course, Tatis has not come back. But there's still an awful lot of talent on that team. And if they do get in with Musgrove and Darvish and Snell red hot right now, who knows? They'd still have to figure out the back end. Right now, Nick Martinez is holding it down. Whether that lasts in the playoffs, I don't know. But it's still a formidable outfit.
Last thing, the Yankees, they went through a terrible stretch. And I just wonder, Aaron Judge has played great. We know that. Should probably be the MVP of the American League if he continues. Could get 61 or 2 home runs. But how big, when Giancarlo Stanton got hurt, the offense just went away. How big and important is he? Because you remember, he was the All-Star MVP, hit the home run. And, you know, it looked like thing. He was healthy all year. And then, boom, he gets hurt. And then they went the other way.
He's definitely important. But equally important are guys like Torres and LeMahieu and Donaldson doing what the Yankees expect them to do. And my bigger concern with them is the bullpen. Holmes is back now, but Chapman, Mr. Tattoo, is out. They're waiting on Zach Britton. Not so sure he's going to come back. Their depth has been severely compromised. They lost Green. They lost King. It's not the same bullpen we saw in the first half. It's not what it could be. So that is a concern for me. And just the way they're playing, it's a little bit of a concern. But we're not even in September yet as we record this. So there's plenty of time for them to get straight. And I have a hard time believing that team we saw in the first half is simply not going to be a formidable postseason club. We'll see, but let's not forget what they accomplished early on either.
No doubt. All right, his name is Ken Rosenthal, one of the best in the business, a friend of mine. We appreciate you stopping by on the podcast, my man. Continued success, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks, Rob. You too, man.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 555, why baseball is better than the NFL and the NBA, and it's because of the World Baseball Classic, which will take part and kick into high gear in next spring. And players from Major League Baseball will jump in and play for Team USA. It's a great venue where baseball teams from all over the world compete, including a great team from the United States. On Wednesday, the Dodgers shortstop Trey Turner agreed to take part. He's going to join teammates Mookie Betts and Will Smith. They will be a part of the Team USA. Also, Tim Anderson has agreed, Trevor Story, Paul Goldschmidt. The rosters have not been finalized, and they won't be until the offseason, but it is shaping up, and Team USA looks strong. They'll compete against the Dominican Republic, Japan, Korea, and you know, the 2017 runner-up Puerto Rico are just some of the teams, and maybe Venezuela as well. But the point is, it's an international thing. Countries that play Major League, that play baseball at this level can compete. And it's a fun thing. And it will take place this coming spring. So we look forward to that and forward to seeing Major Leaguers playing for Team USA.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.